If you've been listening to NPR for some time, then you most probably have heard Tycho's music. We've been playing Tycho's songs for years after our news stories. For the past 16 years, Tycho has been crafting dreamy, atmospheric instrumentals. His music is often described as expansive, even transcendent, and he's become one of the leading musicians in the ambient electronic scene. Tycho's real name is Scott Hansen. Earlier this month, he released his fifth full-length album called Weather, and Weather surprised everyone.
I felt like now was the perfect opportunity to do something just completely different.
Tycho did something no one thought he'd ever do. He added vocals.
Dangerous. I like to keep it a little bit dangerous.
That's the voice of Hannah Cottrell, better known as Saint Sinner. She's a young vocalist, 20 years Tycho's junior.
Yeah.
Like 2 decades. Sorry, Scott.
Yeah, 20 years. Which is crazy because I was just like, okay, how is this going to work? Like, I'm not used to working with people that much to begin with, but also people who are 20 years younger than me.
The first session we had, actually, it was really funny because we had a miscommunication on time. So I showed up at like an hour early and I was like, hello. He's like, hi, I'm having lunch. Can you come back?
Breakfast. I was cooking breakfast in my pajamas, and I just like, my wife answered the door and I like looked out of the kitchen.
I was like,
and it's just,
I'm here for Tycho. It's like someone's house. It's so funny.
For me, this record in particular was all about reconnecting with the things that inspired me really early in my career. So to see someone in that moment, I think helped me kind of channel that version of myself in a lot of ways. And it just ended up being, I think, one of the most inspiring years of my life, just, you know, working on this record.
So one of the first songs we worked on together was called Japan.
That was one of the first instrumentals I think I made for this record. And I was kind of like going back to like the tempos and textures of the Awake era, just trying to find like kind of that slow disco vibe of the drum beat. I had just come back from Japan, literally. I had taken a trip to Hakone and I was kind of trying to like channel the colors and the green forest there. And so for me, that song is all about like greens and yellows.
Came home from Japan on your own when you landed. I don't know how it happened. You got me spinning around for you.
Yeah, that was cool. I actually didn't know that you, I mean, I found out later, but when I was writing the lyrics, I didn't know that you had come home from Japan at that point. And I was writing about a muse of mine who had recently come home from Japan. And the lyrics are kind of just like,
to tell you the truth, so you can say I didn't warn you. I'm bad, but I'm good. I'll be so good to you.
And it's almost just like, when we're together, you know that I'm going to be so good to you, of course, because I don't want to be anything else to anybody. But I still am living my life, and I'm going to go do my thing, and I hope you go do your thing, so...
On social media and just in general, there's definitely been some kind of polarized reactions to the vocals being added. But, you know, it's understandable, and it's something that I definitely expected. It had been 16 years of instrumental music up until that point. I think, you know, it's totally understandable for people to be kind of thrown off by any new element. But I'm really confident that over time people will understand that it fits more than they were hearing at the beginning. I think, you know, there's still that DNA intact within these compositions. To have a divergence and to have an evolution is really important at this point, at least for me. I took a much larger break after Epoch, after the touring, than I ever have in my career. And I had basically a year to just kind of sit in my studio and marinate on all these ideas that I've been building up and just create new ideas and think about what I wanted the future to be like and what I wanted the next 10 years to look like. And I just came to a lot of realizations, and one of them was that something needed to change and something fresh and new and interesting needed to come into the picture. And luckily, Hannah showed up at my front door.
An hour early.
If it doesn't work the first time, don't stress, don't stress.
Tycho and Saint Sinner's latest album is If It Doesn't Make You Feel.